This is Valley Edition. Pace Press is a new publishing imprint that is bringing readers worldwide fiction works by writers from the Valley and beyond. Joining us now in our studio to talk about two new books that are out, or actually one book that's out and one book that's almost out, we have from Pace Press, Jaguar Bennett and Heather Parrish. Welcome to you both. Jaguar, this is a project that's been in the works for the last year or so, and it's a sub-imprint of a publishing firm who's locally based and has been working on a number of local books, but this one focuses on fiction. Tell us about how Pace Press came about.
Well, we've published nonfiction for decades now. The company's started in about 1979, and we publish woodworking books, history books, general nonfiction. And Pace Press came about because we found that so many of our nonfiction authors have fiction projects in the works. The two books that are currently on the Pace Press lineup, one is Memortality by Stephen H. Provo, who wrote an excellent book of Fresno history called Fresno Growing Up. He's got another history book in the works that's coming out soon called Highway 99. And our upcoming legal thriller, Fractured Justice, by James Ardise. Ardise also wrote a nonfiction true crime book a few years ago called Hands Through Stone, which was about Ardise's involvement in the investigation and prosecution of Clarence Ray Allen. So these are two excellent writers. They had a proven track record with their nonfiction. And when they were interested in doing fiction, we decided this is something we should jump on.
Heather, you're involved in this project and reading a lot of these works. Are you focusing just on Valley writers, or how do you define what Pace Press is all about?
Well, we're open to writers from anywhere. We do distribute worldwide, and we are a traditional publishing company in that we offer royalties. So it's all very by the book. But we are Fresno-based. We do have a heart for Fresno. We're very involved in the community. And we'd like to look at Valley writers and what they're willing to put out there right now.
So we had Stephen Provo on our program back when Fresno Growing Up came out, and a great book. He has been a journalist and has been writing these nonfiction works. Tell us about what he's doing with this fiction work.
Well, Memortality is a contemporary fantasy. It's set in a realistic world, but it involves certain magical abilities. It's about a young woman who has a photographic memory which gives her this power of bringing people back to life. And it's a kind of eerie book. It has elements of horror and suspense as well as fantasy. The question is, if you could bring people back to life, would you? Is it desirable? Some people are good, some people are not.
Interesting. We'll have to look that out. Now, that one is already out in stores and online. The other one that you have, Fractured Justice, from Justice James Ardise, who joins us on the phone now. I want to welcome Judge Ardise to our program. Judge Ardise, how did you go about transitioning to dabbling in the area of creative fiction?
Well, it was a fairly easy transition for me. I think Hands Through Stone was written as narrative nonfiction. And so really, with my background in the judiciary, as well as formerly the chief of homicide, I was able to move into this area. And I thought about, write what you know. So this is an area that I know.
So tell us a little more about what Fractured Justice is all about.
Fractured Justice is part of a series of books. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was the evolution of attorneys, particularly a prosecutor in this case, as they confront the realities of the law. Young person tending to look at things in very black and white terms, and then finally realizing that the situations that you're confronted with are not that clear-cut. The choices that you make are not that clear-cut. It's an evolution of a young man and his participation in the justice system. And that's the approach that I've taken.
Is writing fiction in some ways more liberating or more freeing for an author who has previously done narrative nonfiction? Did you find a different experience approaching this work in that genre?
it is a very different experience. First of all, in terms of nonfiction, you're pretty much sticking to the facts. You are sticking to the facts, and you don't move away from that much, and you don't have any flexibility, really. But with respect to fiction writing, you do have more flexibility. It's a different kind of writing. So there's, you know, there's suspense involved. And I wrote the kind of book that I would like to read, as opposed to a lot of what I see written, which I think is not very realistic. So I think this is definitely realistic. And I think it takes the reader along with the protagonist and as the story evolves. So they have an opportunity to see it not just from his perspective, but also from a detached perspective, and go through to the end and kind of make their own judgments.
I see the sample cover of the book here says this is the first in a new legal thriller series. Are there more to come from your pen?
There are more to come. I'm almost finished with the second in the series, and you know, I expect that hopefully, if it's well received, that that people will want to find out more about what happens to this young man as well as the justice system.
I want to turn back to Jaguar Bennett now from Pace Press. Jaguar, the publishing industry, the media industry is in such a state of change right now. Some people might say, why start a new publishing imprint now? What about the challenge of doing that in this new climate that we have? E-books are the big thing, and all the business models seem to be changing.
Well, I'll tell you one of the secrets of the publishing industry, which is that actually this is a golden age for literature. More people are reading books now than ever before. Now, ebooks are a very important factor. All of our titles are also available in ebook formats. But actually, ebooks, they've kind of leveled off. They have, they're very strong. They're very important. People enjoy ebooks. People also enjoy print books as well. And we find that they're selling in equal measures. One of the interesting things of the history of media is that no new medium has ever totally replaced another one, which is why we're on the radio right now.
Exactly. We like to believe in that theory, definitely, here in public radio. As far as the plans moving forward, Heather, you're reading submissions right now. Yes. Jaguar, I imagine that the business plan here involves growth. How do you see this moving forward? Are you accepting new submissions right now? I guess I'll let you start with that, and then you follow up, because we're just about out of time.
Yes, we are accepting new submissions, and we're hoping to put out about 6 books a year. And so that's on track for next year. It takes about a year for a submission to get to print. So please send us any submissions you have, and you can find us online and get the submission info there.
And Jaguar, where can people get the books?
The books are available on Amazon, on barnesandnoble.com. They're also available at your local Barnes & Noble store and at other bookstores.
All right. Well, we'll look for them again. Fractured Justice comes out when?
In October.
October, from Justice James Ardise, who joins us on the program today, and also the book Memorality. This is by Stephen Provo. It's also out right now on Pace Press. Thank you all for joining us. Great time, and wish you the best of luck.